the key on sprinkling, if you're going to do sprinkling, is make sure you get those droplets large enough that they go all the way down to the hide. You don't want that mist just on top of the hair. Otherwise, it's kind of like putting them in a sauna. You're planning on it to go all the way to the hide to get evaporated and to cool. So that means you also need to have some ventilation. You got to have good airflow, so making sure of that. One way to do it is maybe not have as many animals in a pen, making sure that there's no weeds around the outer edge, you know, that type of thing, so that you get good airflow. Water is critical. Got to make sure that they have a lot of water, that they can get to water, and good clean water, fresh water that they have. They're no different than you and I. We're hot. We're going to go to the refrigerator and try to get something to drink.
Okay. What kind of a loss of performance or that we see, reduction in performance because of the heat wave on our market cattle, market hogs, anything like that?
Well, it's basically going to hurt them in terms of feed efficiency. To keep those cattle on feed is going to be tough right now. The thing that I'm seeing right now, even in the carcass show data that I'm calculating right now for the county fairs, I'm just working on a set of data right now, is pulling the marbling out of those cattle. They're stressed. That marbling's going to be pulled out. So, you know, if you're going to market cattle, I would wait another 10 days, 2 weeks till they can kind of recover, because obviously they're not going to have as much marbling. If they're really stressed, they can go into what we call a dark cutter where there is absolutely no marbling.
Okay, all right. And as we mentioned, a lot of cattle producers, of course, have had to go to misting or spraying their cattle or something. But let's talk also about small animals. So you have that dog or anything like that, cats, I mean, they're needing water too. And I find it interesting that so many people will take their pets with them, even on a hot day like we've experienced, rather than keeping it at home where it's probably more comfortable.
You're right. It's critical if you're going to put them in a vehicle that you, you know, have airflow. It's just like you. If you have those windows up and you have no air conditioning going on or no ventilation whatsoever, you're going to be hot. They are too. And those cars can get extremely hot in less than 10 minutes. So, yes, you're right. I would try to leave them at home. Again, make sure that they have some shade. I don't know if they necessarily, unless they're used to air conditioning, they need to go into air conditioning. But give them some ventilation, give them some shade. They've got to have some, you know, set up a fan, if nothing else, so that they can lay under that fan. And water, again, is going to be very critical for them, so they don't get dehydrated.
And I would imagine that, too, when we have such hot days like we've seen, particularly if you're walking on any kind of pavement or anything like that, that's got to be really kind of tough for an animal's paws, a dog's paws, or a cat, or anything like that, if you're asking that animal to walk on that hot pavement.
Well, imagine what it would be like if you had somebody told you had to take off your shoes and you had to go out and walk on that pavement barefoot, and you soon understand. Another thing I'd say is, you know, watch when you're walking those animals. Are they starting to get hot? And if they are, stop underneath the shade tree. Give them some time to kind of rest and relax and recover from that standpoint. But yes, don't walk them. I'd walk them if I'm going to exercise them early in the morning, late in the evening, just like you would do if you were exercising.
And we have to keep in mind too, particularly with dogs, the long-haired dogs. I mean, this is extremely hot for them because, well, first of all, some people may not realize dogs do not really perspire sweat. They pant, and that's how they cool themselves down. But you have a dog with long hair, it's only that much more miserable for that animal.
Well, imagine if you were asked to put on a winter coat and wear it out there in the summertime, and you soon can understand. The other thing about, though, don't be fooled about some short-haired dogs. There's some of them that may not have long hair, but it may be very thick.
Right. Anything else that we should keep in mind when we have these extreme temperatures?
I guess just keep in mind, what do you like as a person? What do you do when you're hot? Treat your animal the same way.
I've been visiting with Beth Dorn, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Specialist for Northwest Iowa.